6 to 9, Smile 90.4 FM.
Do you find that you live in a place where you're constantly having to tell people where exactly you are, right? Because according to the map that for Mr. Delivery or for Uber Eats or whatever it is, it brings them to a certain point. And then they're there, and then they're, I'm here. And you're like, no, JC, you go look and you go, yeah, you see, I can only see any Vasye. And they go, no, I'm here. And you go, but where are you?
In front of the house.
No, that's not my place. You're not there. You're not there. Why is it all? And then you think to yourself, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
I live in a place where, and then you can fill the rest of the details. Yes. It's a block of flats, and they often mistake number 14 for number 7 or number 3 for number whatever, and they are always getting it wrong.
Rocky, we've got someone in the team like that.
I know.
Success Lakabe. She wants a person to come and pick her up, but then the location is completely
on the other
not
side.
Accurate. Yeah.
And she says,
Yeah, no, you know what happened, right? So Rick always taught me, if you want to send a live or a location,
sure, live pin.
It's got to be 4 meters.
Yes, or less. Correct.
Or less.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I sent him the location of where I stay, because he had to come and pick me up so that we can go somewhere.
Yes.
And the poor guy was driving around, and he's like, I'm here, Success. There's a sign that says Dr. Dea Church.
I know
where that church is.
I know also Success's neighbors now. Because I was knocking at every door asking, where does Success Lakabe stay?
I went to go stand outside. I sent another location to him. But still, he couldn't get to where I was.
Whose
fault eventually,
is it?
30 minutes later.
30 minutes later.
Ricky rocked up at the right location.
Don't you find it
bad?
Also a bit weird when you are getting a delivery that the person delivering is almost angry with you. You didn't tell them where to go. The app told them where to go, right?
Yeah.
And then they get upset with you going, oh. I'm like, I've been living here forever, buddy. Not just since today.
I once had a delivery driver. He was lost. And then eventually when he found me, he shouted at me because he had to go buy airtime to call me. And he was like,
all right, tell us, please, about living where you live and what makes it so hard for people to find you.
We live in a complex, and then I put the complex name with the number that we live inside the complex, the street number and the street name, and then they still phone and say, oh, I'm looking for, and then they give the complex name as the street name. The struggle is real.
So I stay with my brother and sister-in-law because I'm currently studying here in town, and they often, very often have packages delivered to the house. And so we got home one night, and there was a parcel standing there. And a week later, my sister-in-law's like, your stuff came, you should take it. I'm like, but it's not my stuff. And so they're so used to dropping the stuff at our address that they dropped somebody else in the street stuff at our house. So when we had a look at it, we saw like it's 2 houses down from us, and my brother took it to them. So they're so used to delivering at our house that they even deliver other people's stuff to us.
You know, I usually order Uber Eats on a Sunday after a hectic Saturday night.
Yeah.
And for some other reason, the location pin always sends the Uber driver to the back end of my house.
Oh.
So I can hear him, but I don't see him. So I literally have to run outside looking like death, still recovering from the night before, in my PJs or in my worst outfit possible, because obviously I'm just laying on the couch in pain. So the whole neighborhood can see me outside, probably wondering, what ogre is that?
I have a confession to make. I've often, right, in that, there's nothing worse, right, than being caught off guard, right? So you're in your underpants and t-shirt, and you hear that scooter noise going past your house. It's the app saying they're there, and you hear, they're going past. I ran out once in my onies to flag down the scooter. Because you've got to flag them down.
Yeah, you do.
I go, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Ryan. You spoke about getting caught off guard. That's why I send my boy out in his undies so they can rather catch him off guard and not me.
In winter. Going out in the rain to wait for someone to drop something. I want to be a friend.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.